From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, candidate lineups are largely finalized nationwide for the June 3rd local elections, with both the ruling and opposition parties gearing up for an all-out battle. President Lee Jae-myung calls on the ruling Democratic Party to proceed with caution on a new special counsel bill that the main opposition People Power Party says is designed to benefit him. And U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States will help free ships that have been stranded in the Strait of Hormuz since the start of the war in Iran. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. With the June 3rd local elections just a month away, candidate lineups have largely been finalized nationwide, as the first nationwide polls on the President Lee Jae-myung, they're expected to determine whether the administration's political momentum builds or fades away. Both the ruling and opposition parties are gearing up for an all-out battle, with parliamentary by-elections also drawing attention to what some view as a mini-general election. Bae Ju-yeon has more.
The lineup for all 16 gubernatorial and mayoral races has been set, with the Seoul metropolitan area emerging as the key battleground. In Seoul, Jung Won-ho of the ruling Democratic Party faces incumbent Oh Se-hoon of the People Power Party, who is seeking a fifth term. In Incheon, a closely watched contest pits pro Lee Jae-myung heavyweight Park Chan-dae against incumbent Mayor Yoo Jong-bok. In the conservative stronghold of Daegu, DP candidate Kim Bu-kyum, a former prime minister, will face PPP candidate Choo Kyung-ho, a former deputy prime minister. Busan is also drawing attention with a matchup between the DP's Chun Jae-soo, who served as the first oceans minister in the Lee administration, and PPP candidate Park Hyung-jun, who is seeking re-election as mayor. The outcome of these races could either bolster the government's position or strengthen the opposition's push for checks and balances. Party leadership is also at stake, with DP chair Jeong Chung-rae seeking re-election and PPP leader Chang Dong-hyuk facing a serious leadership test. In the parliamentary by-elections, the Democratic Party is aiming to defend 13 of the 14 contested seats, while the People Power Party is seeking to reclaim lost ground. Key battlegrounds include Busan's Bukgugap district and the city of Pyeongtaek, Gyeonggi province, where competitive races are unfolding. In Bukgugap, Ha Jong-woo of the Democratic Party and independent Han Dong-hoon are competing, while the PPP has yet to finalize its choice of candidate. The political fate of potential presidential contenders such as Cho Guk and Han Dong-hoon is also a matter of great interest nationwide. Bae Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has urged caution as the ruling Democratic Party moves forward with a special counsel bill to look into unfounded investigations and indictments under the Yoon Sung-yeol administration. Lee called for a cautious approach, according to Senior Presidential Secretary for Political Affairs Hong Ik-pyo during a press briefing Monday. Hong said that while Lee acknowledged it is essential to uncover the truth and see to it that justice is done through an independent counsel investigation, the president asked the ruling party to decide on the timing and procedures after inviting public opinion and holding sufficient deliberations. Citing Lee, Hong said a parliamentary probe has already uncovered significant illegal acts and improper investigations by the Yoon administration and by politicized prosecutors, with public consensus growing on the need for a special counsel probe. Main opposition People Power Party Chairman Chang Dong-hyuk has slammed a special counsel bill proposed by the ruling party to examine allegations of groundless indictments under the Yoon Sung-yeol administration. Speaking at a party Supreme Council meeting at the National Assembly on Monday, Chang said a law designed for a single individual would amount to violence and a crime, suggesting the special counsel bill could be seen as benefiting President Lee Jae-myung. The party chair also argued that Lee could become another figure effectively above the law, drawing a comparison to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He further denounced the proposed probe as unconstitutional and framed the upcoming local elections as a vote to defend the democratic and constitutional order. Chang additionally pointed to the records of several Democratic Party candidates claiming 7 out of 16 had prior criminal convictions and calling the election a test to filter out such figures.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States will help free ships that have been stranded in the Strait of Hormuz since the start of the war in Iran. Trump said the operation, dubbed Project Freedom, would start Monday. 26 South Korean vessels are among the thousands of ships anxiously waiting to escape the region, but Iran has warned that any U.S. attempt to interfere in the strait would be a breach of their ceasefire. Rosenbach has more.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he's launching a campaign he calls Project Freedom to help guide stranded ships through the Strait of Hormuz starting Monday. Trump made the announcement in a social media post on Sunday, saying the focus is on getting civilian ships from countries not affiliated with the conflict out of the contested waterway safely so they can get on with their business, calling them neutral and innocent bystanders. He called the campaign a humanitarian gesture, saying many ships are running low on food and everything else needed for crews to stay on board in a healthy and sanitary manner. Trump said his representatives were having very positive discussions with Iran, suggesting coordination with Tehran. However, he added that any interference in the operation would have to be dealt with forcefully. Following Trump's announcement, Iran warned that any American interference in the Strait of Hormuz would be considered a breach of the Mideast ceasefire. Ebrahim Azizi, the head of the Iranian Parliament's National Security Commission, said in a social media post that the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf would not be managed by what he called Trump's delusional posts. Iranian officials have asserted that they control the strait and ships not affiliated with the United States or Israel can pass if they pay a toll. Among the thousands waiting to escape the besieged waterway are 26 South Korean ships, including 9 tankers. Seoul says it's maintaining close communication with the ships and that the situation for the crews on board remains stable. The ships are on standby in waters near Dubai and Abu Dhabi, waiting to depart, but it remains unclear when that will be possible. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged more than 5% on Monday, hitting a record high and coming close to the 7,000 mark. The index jumped 338.12 points, or 5.12%, from the previous session to end at 6,936.99. It opened 184.06 points higher at 6,782.93 and surpassed its previous intraday record of 6,750.27 set on April 30th within a single trading day. The rally gained further momentum when the index broke through the 6,800 and 6,900 levels for the first time. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 21.39 points, or 1.79%, to close at 1,213.74. North Korea's Daegu-hyang Women's FC will visit South Korea to face off against Suwon FC Women in the 2025-2026 Asian Football Confederation Women's Champions League semifinals. According to the Korea Football Association on Monday, plans for the visit have been finalized. It will be the first visit by North Korean athletes since the International Table Tennis Federation's World Tour Grand Finals, hosted by Incheon in December 2018. Founded in 2012 in Pyongyang, the Daegu-hyang Women's FC won the championship in the North's top-tier Women's Premier League in the 2021-2022 season. The semifinal game between Suwon FC Women and the Daegu-hyang Women's FC is scheduled to take place at the Suwon Sports Complex starting at 7 p.m. on May 20th. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.